Hey everybody, this is David Skrika. I have to make this a very quick podcast because I'm on my way to a dentist appointment. Just finishing up, it took me longer than I thought to do these portfolios. So interesting day in the markets. We saw the market gapped up at the open, which didn't really surprise me after the sell-off on Friday. And then it kind of sold off. And many of these kind of like leading momentum type stocks, which led to the upside, Amazon, Netflix, Boeing, are down pretty good today. So I don't know if we're going to have a huge update. It's going to be difficult for the market to, you have one of these 400 or 500 point ramps, you know, with Boeing down 11 points and Netflix down 10 points and Amazon was on 80 points at some point. I think it's down about 40, 50 or 60 now as I'm writing here. Let me go look at it. But I do think we're going to bounce here. We saw the VIX spike. We're seeing this, Amazon about 70 points. So, yeah, I do think we will, you know, I don't see a huge sell-off in the short term here. Where I think the danger zone lies is there seems to be this groupthink that, and the groupthink is that essentially that, the midterm election years, what usually happens is if you go all the way back to almost like 1982, actually, even 78 and 74 had it. There seems to be a bottom 1972. So, actually, now that I think about it, going all the way back to 1966, 62 as well. Wow. Almost every midterm election year, for whatever reason, has seen at least a moderate bottom. Now, the two you can argue that didn't really see a bottom were 2006 and 86, because then starting the next year, the markets began to crash. But even then, for that year into the next year, there were small corrections in 86, and obviously the markets rallied into 2000, into 87 and into 2007. So the argument is a lot of these people think, oh, because of the midterm elections, you know, this kind of seasonality you get with it, and then you're in this October period, you know, usually you get that fourth quarter rally that the market, you know, can kind of rally here. But I really think that the makeup of the market right now is I think that the makeup of the market right now is a lot different, and part of it is the monetary backdrop. I think one thing you have to look at what happened in 2015, 2016, which was kind of interesting, is in 2015, 2016, when we saw that correction in the summer, which lasted until about January, February 2016, we saw all the central banks around the world and everyone begin to loosen monetary policy. So what we essentially saw was China began to loosen. The European Union and Japan took over for the U.S. and QE. The U.S. then delayed their rate hikes. They did one in December 2015, delayed them all the way to December 2016. So we saw that. But we're not seeing that now. We're seeing Europe and Japan kind of stay the course, but definitely not loosening. The Bank of England is not doing any form of QE. And the Bank of and the Fed, you know, all the Fed officials are still talking very hawkish. So I think that is one of the big differences. And, you know, I remember 2007 and 2000 as well, and people thought the same thing at the beginning of those bull markets. Oh, yeah, we're going to have the typical, you know, fourth quarter rally. And then in 2007, you had quite a sharp correction in November, which basically lasted into about the January to March period of the following year. And in 2000, the dot-com bust really picked up steam that fall, and that lasted into March of 2001. I really think we're in that kind of scenario. Obviously, predicting market short-term is always difficult, but just when I'm seeing these stocks breaking down, again, Amazon, Netflix, Boeing looks like it could be rolling over. It got near the 200-day moving average today. Some of the stocks were short. BID, TDG, Race had a reversal today to the downside. When I see these stocks all acting really poorly like this, I'm bound to think that, look, we're not going to see this fourth quarter rally. Now, and the other thing is people tend to think now that the quiet periods are ending after earnings and we're going to see a bunch of stock buybacks that can lift the market. But the problem with buybacks is this. If you look at some of these stocks that broke down, like look at 3M, for example. These companies just, they don't buy back because they think their stocks are a good bargain. They're buying back stocks essentially to meet earnings per share targets and bonuses, and also to keep the stock above a certain level where their stock options are. And if you go look at, like, for Boeing, for example, a stock that has fallen that much, virtually everyone's going to be down. They're not going to be above their option positions. So I think that's when you see buybacks go by the wayside. And that's why you see so little buybacks occurring near market bottoms. You might say, well, how come these guys weren't buying their stock back in 2009 or 2008? Well, it's because if your stock drops 50%, you know, let's say you're 3M and your options are exercisable 200 a share. Well, if the stock all of a sudden drops to 150 or 200 or 100 in a crash type scenario, well, you're not going to buy back stock because, you know, your options are way underwater. Now, a lot of these options get reset after a year or two. So, okay, then when the stock, say 100 and the options are 110, when they're reset after the drop in the price, oh yeah, these guys might buy back stock then. So a lot of this buybacks has nothing to do with anything. Like Goldcorp is actually doing a buyback today, but it's the kind of buyback I approve of. Goldcorp was over $40 a share. They've had some problems at a mine that they had to stop producing, and now Goldcorp sees their shares trading at a huge discount to net asset value and book value, and they're buying back their shares. That's what stock buybacks are supposed to be. After the 1987 crash, a lot of companies bought back shares because they thought they were cheap. But now people are buying back shares just to meet earnings per share numbers and, like I said, exercise bonuses, make activist shareholders happy. So anyhow, that's it. So anyhow, the two stocks I want you to look at here. Now, like I said, I don't know what the market's going to do today. So, but what you might want to do is put your toe in the water, do a small short position here, and then buy more if we do see a rally in the coming days. Are Tiffany's, TIF, and Boeing, BA. So Boeing's kind of been a big leader. It may be down because a Boeing plane crashed in Indonesia, but don't think that's the main reason. A lot of the aerospace stocks are down. And, of course, with this election coming up, and it looks like the Democrats will take the House, I usually don't get into politics and investing, but obviously the Democrats won't be as gung-ho about doing all this military spending, and that's going to negatively affect the contractors, you know, Lockheed Martin, Boeing, etc. So you could see, you know, TDG, actually, you could add to that sort too. That stock has also come off the highs today. So those you might want to look at that. And Tiffany's obviously is similar as a play like Bid. Tiffany's obviously has high-end stores, you know, selling clothes and jewelry, and a potential economic downturn. That's the kind of thing that people really, really cut back on, especially if asset prices are falling. So TIF, that's another one I look at. So I'm going to leave that here for now. Like I said, I got to leave in about 20, 25 minutes. I'm going to upload this quick and then blast out the email before I leave, and then we'll have more for you this evening.